From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four contestants are backstage reciting the Canterbury Tales in the original Middle English, waiting to play our nerdy games. But only one will be our big winner. And our special guest is Natasha Lyonne, who you know from Orange is the New Black. And she's been in so many films, including cult favorites like But I'm a Cheerleader and Slums of Beverly Hills. You just don't get the kind of character in a mainstream movie like you do in a cult movie. I love, like, the creepy loner who collects doll heads, the time traveler with a mysterious scar, the crazed former drug addict with an eye patch who always tells it like it is. And I realize that is also a list of the guys I've dated. Let's get things started with our first two contestants. First up, Brian Convery. You are joining us from Philadelphia, and you work for a medical publishing company.
I do.
Okay, so this is where you get doctors to write about stuff,
yes.
I take it?
Yes.
Like what? Like new technologies?
Yeah, like new techniques, surgeries, things of that nature.
Okay, so is there stuff on the medical horizon that we should be afraid of?
Oh, everything.
Really?
Yes. No, I'd have no idea.
wait a second. Do you not read any of the stuff that you...
No, it could... Who knows if it's true? I mean, we just publish it, you know?
Right! Can't afford a fact checker. No.
Print is dying. We can't afford the money.
Your opponent is Graham Gaston. You are a freelance TV news producer. And you've said that you live in Williamsburg, and you play in a softball league that makes life worth living in Williamsburg.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I'm not 22 anymore, and I don't have a handlebar mustache, and my bike has more than one gear. So I have to find something in Williamsburg to make it okay to live up there.
And what kind of people are on your softball team?
Oh, drinkers mostly.
Drinkers, yeah.
It's a beer league.
So, Brian and Graham, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yep.
Very good. Let's go to our first game. Brian, what is the most exotic place you've ever traveled to?
Canada.
Canada? Exotic?
Have you been?
I'm from there.
Oh, my God. It's like another world.
Yeah. Graham, what's the most exotic place you've traveled to?
Well, I've been to Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah.
I mean, this makes me want to say Montreal, though. I mean, they speak French and they're only four
so
hours away.
Let's just make this clear. Both of you have not traveled.
No.
Sometimes the questions are tailored perfectly in a way that you cannot anticipate. All right, well, this is a trivia game called A Film Lover's Travel Guide. In this game, Jonathan and I will read you entries from a travel guide. All you have to do is figure out what city we're talking about.
And it sounds easy enough, except this travel guide was written by someone who never left his home and only researched cities by watching movies set in them.
All right.
Buzz in to answer. Winner will be one step closer to our final round at the end of the show. Are you ready? You're going to have to draw upon all of your extensive traveling knowledge to do well in this game. Here we go.
Start your day by stealing a garden gnome to take pictures of while dancing a fantasy ballet with Gene Kelly and making ratatouille under a chef's hat. Brian.
Paris.
Paris, France. That is correct. Yeah. Did you know all of those references?
No. I heard ratatouille.
Just ratatouille?
Yeah. I can lie or I can just, you know.
No,
thanks for being honest.
The truth is way better. The truth is way better. Yeah, stealing a garden gnome. That was from Amelie, but did you know that in France, that is where the Garden Gnome Liberation Front is? That's the headquarters. I'm serious. There's a Garden Gnome Liberation Front. It's a society where they steal garden gnomes and bring them back to the wild because they think that they are being, yeah, they're being basically jailed by being in people's gardens.
When you say back to the wild, what do you mean?
I know.
Hop into the backseat with ex-cons Jake and Elwood Blues for a drive to this city, where you can jump onto a parade float with Ferris Bueller. Don't worry if you get busted. Roxy Hart's defense team will get you off. Brian.
Chicago.
You got it.
Drift your car through this city fast and furiously, because you'll be trying to keep up with a sword-wielding bride slashing her way around the crazy 88s and a giant fire-breathing lizard. Brian.
Los Angeles.
Interesting. Sorry, that is not what we were looking for. Graham, can you steal?
It's Tokyo.
It is Tokyo, that's right.
Join the Globe's Spotlight Division and spend the day investigating whether Matt Damon is secretly an underworld mole or secretly a mathematical genius who needs to be told it's not his fault. Graham.
Boston.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
We could have reduced that clue to Matt Damon. Fly down to the city with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and pas de deux with them around the City of God district, then help guide the Lost Macaws, Blue, and Jewel on their journey to the Amazon. Wow, we've hit a moment. Graham.
Rio de Janeiro.
That's right, exactly. This is your last clue. Don't get vertigo when you go touring the city's old Spanish missions, or you might end up on the wrong side of a .44 Magnum, hearing Harvey Milk ask you, "Do you want to be recruited? Well, do ya, punk?" Graham.
San Francisco.
San Francisco is correct. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great, but congratulations, Graham. You're one step closer to the final round.